But now it's Colin Bissett in the Design Files, and today he's hanging up his coat, or anything really. Here's Colin.
The Hang It All hook was designed by Charles and Ray Eames in 1953 and gave the hook a futuristic twist, which is hardly surprising given that it was intended to be used by the generation who were still children. Each hook ends with a brightly coloured wooden ball that seems to hover over the thin, white-coated steel frame. The idea was that children would be suitably entranced and then impelled to hang up their own coats and scarves. The name Hang It All has all the upbeat marketing bluster of the 1950s, albeit mixed with a hint of languid Manhattanite slang. The wonder of the Eames couple was their ability to be ahead of their time. The coloured balls resemble a miniature planetary system hovering close to the wall, decorative in its own right and bang up to date, given NASA was aiming for the stars and Sputniks and asteroids were about to become childhood obsessions. Material and construction appeared quite simple, although the Hang It All used a new method of welding, which meant the various hooks could be attached quickly and securely. The idea of the wooden balls harks back to the primary coloured wooden toys that first saw light in the Bauhaus 3 decades before. And a use of simple shapes and striking colour had already been highlighted across the Atlantic in the 1951 Festival of Britain, which aimed to boost the post-war nation's self-esteem using futuristic structures such as the Skylon and the Dome of Discovery. Yet the Hang It All is American through and through, imbued with a new world optimism. What the Eames did was bring this optimism right into the home, into the child's bedroom, in fact. Like the Lego brick, it blends playfulness with education, teaching tidiness to young minds. And here it is reminiscent of those other hook-obsessed Americans, the Shakers of the 19th century. The religious Shaker sect adored hooks and had wooden pegs driven every foot or so into a wooden rail running round a room so that absolutely anything could be hung from them. And everything was, from clothing and bags to brooms and chairs. Keeping everything off the floor enabled the room to be swept clean, maintaining a hygienic godliness. The Hang It All has a tiny echo of that spiritual cleanliness, but for a nuclear age instead. The only downside of such a decorative item is that one is loath to use it, because when the coloured balls are covered by jackets and hats, then its playfulness is totally hidden. Yet the joy is, of course, that it then becomes a treasure to be uncovered, and yet another reward for one's tidiness.
Colin Bissett in the Design Files, and his topic today, the Hang It All hook.